If you live in Bucks, Montgomery, Chester, or Delaware counties, chances are your town once had a newspaper focused on its schools, public officials, and businesses. Maybe it still does, but when you open that paper, you're likely to see a press release or a story written by someone from the next town or county over. After years of newspaper mergers and layoffs across the region, WHYY's Laura Benchoff looks at the ripple effects of those changes in Montgomery County to explain what you may be seeing in your town.
Reporter Evan Brandt started with the Pottstown Mercury in 1997. Initially, his job was just to report on the Boyertown School District and the towns in its area. Since then, his responsibilities have expanded, to put it mildly. When I ask him how many places he covers now, he pulls a crumpled piece of paper out of his pocket.
I actually came up with, if you don't count school districts, it's 41. If you count all of the school districts, it's 50.
Since Brandt started, the Mercury has gone through bankruptcies and changed hands a few times, shedding staff along the way. The reporters who are left, like Brandt, now push out more stories to pick up the slack.
On average, I write 3 a day, and that varies. I write more on Fridays because you're writing for going over the weekend.
Brandt's changing workflow is the result of business decisions happening far away from Montgomery County and of companies that specialize in squeezing profits from declining industries. The Mercury's parent company is mostly owned by a hedge fund called Alden Global Capital, based in New York. The same company owns other daily papers in the region, such as the Times-Herald, based in Norristown, and at least 10 area weeklies, each covering a few towns. Penny Muse Abernathy, a media researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says having the same owner lets the papers share stories easily.
What they tend to do is run the main story in the daily and then run the same story in multiple editions across the weekly and not localized for those local areas.
By running the same story in multiple papers, each one can sell advertising to different businesses without having to pay for original local reporting. A 2018 report from Harvard's Nieman Lab found that Alden's Philadelphia area newspapers made $18 million in profit the previous year. The local publisher didn't respond to requests for comment. But Abernathy says this practice, while good for business, is bad for journalism, turning local news outlets into what she calls ghost papers.
A ghost newspaper is a newspaper in name only. It is not providing you with that sort of critical news and information. It may be telling you where an event is, but it may not be telling you the important issues that surround education or environment or governance in your communities.
A lot of people don't get their news from newspapers. In the Philadelphia region, the largest number of people looking for local coverage get it on TV, according to the Pew Research Center. But there is evidence that the loss of community newspaper coverage makes governments less responsible, says Abernathy.
Studies have shown that when you lose a newspaper in your community, for instance, the cost of borrowing money for the government goes up because there's just a lack of transparency, to say nothing of the potential for corruption.
Some government officials say it also makes their jobs harder. Montgomery County Commission Chair Val Arkush says when she started in 2015, there were reporters from multiple outlets at each of their meetings. Now there's one. She thinks that leads the public to believe there's nothing going on.
It's like a chicken and an egg thing, right? If it were important, the media would be covering it. So it must not be important. And then that leads to a great lack of understanding of what various levels of local government do.
For context, Montgomery County government has an annual budget of more than $400 million and responsibilities ranging from foster care services to maintaining roads to running elections. With less than a week to go until the May primary, Arkush says the county's been struggling to get the word out that casting a ballot will look differently this time around.
Every day, more than half the people I talk to say, oh, there's a new voting system? It's stunning.
As a result, she says the county's beefed up its communication staff, trying new ways to get information out.
We started a couple of years ago sending out our press releases in a much more robust way. Like, we have basically a story written if somebody wants to just cut and paste it, which, you know, sadly they do.
Papers can run these bulletins alongside reported news because enough people are hungry for local information. The Pottstown Mercury and Norristown Times-Herald each have at least 15,000 Sunday subscribers, according to the direct response advertising company Echo Media. In the hush of Upper Marion's public library, Christine Panace sits behind the reference desk. She says every morning, regulars come in to peruse the day's news.
So the two most popular papers here in the library are the Times-Herald and the USA Today, and they're so popular that we keep them behind our desk because people often walk off with them.
She points to a stack of disheveled broadsheets, tucked away until the next person asks to see them. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.